Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Game of Thrones last night. It's back. Now, I'm not a Game of Thrones person. I'll be the first to tell you. If you listen to the show, then you know that Jamie and I have not kept up with Game of Thrones. I know how big it is. 1 billion people supposedly tuned in last night with HBO. Final numbers aren't out yet, but I'm sure the number's way up there. If it didn't hit 1 billion, it's close to it. Might have gone over. I have no idea. Last night was the premiere of season 8. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, I went back. I tried. Now, we've been saying on this show that we've got to get on board. Got to get on board with this Game of Thrones thing because everybody seems to be watching this thing. Although, I don't think it's anywhere near the population that you think it is. But it's still a big TV show, okay? Give you that.
Right.
But it's just not my cup of tea. I'm just not into that era. The kind of a dark medieval, the dragons and the, I'm just not. I don't get it. The ruling classes and the different. Heirs to the throne and all this crap. I just don't, it's just not my cup of tea, but to each his own. I'm cool with it, okay? But yesterday, I tried my best. I'm flipping through the channels yesterday, and this was about, I don't know, 5 o'clock or so, and I guess HBO was running, I don't know, maybe the last 2 or 3 episodes from the past season?
Yeah, I think so.
Prior to the new one coming on at 7 o'clock, right?
Yeah, to get everybody up to speed. I saw a little bit of that last one.
I'm a little bored, so I'm sitting there and I'm watching, I go over to Game of Thrones. I know nothing, okay? I've never seen 1 second of this show.
Okay.
Sean, I sat and I watched for 20 to 30 minutes.
And?
I had no idea. I had no idea what was going on. They brought some guy in for some trial that turned on the guy, and they slashed his throat, and he died.
Ooh.
And it was some bickering between some sisters. I don't know. I tried. I thought that maybe that one episode could get me up to speed enough that I could watch the premiere.
And?
I couldn't do it.
Didn't work.
I couldn't do it.
No.
I tried. I apologize. I gave it BJ's best effort.
Well, that's all you can ask for.
Thank you.
So I, too, have never seen any Game of Thrones. I attended a couple watch parties last night.
You did?
I went to one watch party. Now, I guess it started streaming at 7 p.m. our time.
Yeah.
But it didn't actually air here on HBO until 9 p.m. So some people chose to watch it at different times.
No, it aired at 7.
Okay. Well, the first party that I went to...
I flipped it on. It aired at 7. It was on at 7 o'clock.
The new one was?
Yeah.
Okay.
On
HBO.
So
then I don't know why the other party was waiting until 9.
I don't know either, because when I flipped through the channels, I went to that particular show starting at 7 p.m. because, as I said, they played a couple of the episodes from the past season up until 7.
Okay.
I noticed it last night.
Okay.
And then it replayed again at 9 p.m.
Okay.
So at 7 o'clock last night, it aired, according to HBO, according to my guide, Xfinity One X1, it aired at 7 o'clock. And there you go.
Okay. So we're at the first watch party, and they're watching that last episode. So I'm watching some of that, and we're talking, and we're commentating kind of on what we're watching. As soon as that one ended and it was 7 p.m., he looked around the room and said, okay, if you're not going to be quiet and you need to talk during this show, you need to get the F out of this house.
Get out of here.
Yep. He used the F.
Oh, man.
He said, because I'm watching this show and I can't have any speaking during the show.
Yeah.
So we left. So I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Well, when you're into a show, though, you don't want somebody, you know, clowning around, you know, playing, like quarters or something in the back of the room.
Right, and
you
what's up
attention.
With that dragon and stuff like that? And
yeah, then
there was a sex scene going on, and then I guess that was some an uncle and a aunt. Yeah, no, a nephew. Right.
Yeah,
there was some. That was. It seemed wrong. All
uncle
the way
and nephew is a bad combination.
It's a bad.
I don't care if it is Game of Thrones, folks. It's a bad combination.
You're throwing
for
a dragon, and I'm lost.
Yeah, yeah. It's yeah. I couldn't. I didn't even attempt the 7 o'clock, the new one, because after the old ones, I couldn't keep up. All right. So if you missed it last night, or if you did watch it last night, I'm going to play a couple of clips. Sean has warned me that this could be a spoiler. Look, you know the way I look at it.
Yeah, I do.
I'm not big on the spoiler alert thing. Once it aired. Now, if I were playing this on Friday and the show hasn't aired until Sunday, then you can complain, okay? You got no problem being down my throat on it, but it aired last night. And if you didn't watch it, that's on you. It's not on me.
Right.
Because the word's out there. It's floating everywhere. If you go to social media, it's everywhere. So I'm going to warn you up front. I'm going to play a couple of clips. If you don't want to hear them, you need to turn it down. Or turn it. Whatever. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to hear the blowback from it because, you know, it did air. And this is what happened. All right. So this is somebody who learns to ride a dragon.
So, from what I understand... John really wanted to learn how to ride dragons.
So
he was
I.
jealous of all the other dragon riders. And so a guy named Dan steps up and teaches him how to ride the dragon.
I don't know how to ride a dragon.
See?
Nobody does until they ride a dragon.
It's a lady named Dan.
What if he doesn't want me to?
Then I've enjoyed your company, Jon Snow.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, so there's a dragon riding clip this morning as one of the highlights last night from the premiere. I'm so glad I didn't watch.
Apparently this is a big deal.
Get out of here. To learn to ride a dragon?
Well, yeah, it's not an easy task.
You guys, come on. How am I supposed to take this show seriously?
I think you have to be a special family to be a dragon rider.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. All right, here's, let's see, I guess somebody is heir to the throne, right?
Yes, someone is.
Somebody is. All right, so here. Again, could be a spoiler alert for you, but I'm going to play it anyway.
I rescued him and he disobeyed me.
You've also spared men. Thousands of wildlings when they refused to kneel.
I wasn't a king.
But you were. You've always been.
I bent the knee. I'm not king in the north anymore.
I'm not talking about the king in the north. I'm talking about the king of the bloody seven kingdoms.
What are you talking about?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh!
What?
Your mother was Lyanna Stark.
What?
And your father, your real father, was Rhaegar Targaryen.
Oh, this sounds important.
You've never been a bastard. You are Aegon Targaryen, true heir to the Iron Throne.
Good, he's not a bastard.
Oh.
Right, there you go. There you go. The update from Game of Thrones last night. You know, I feel so updated right now.
That was earth-shattering.
That was crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy. Oh,
so
boy.
Upset
oh, boy.
Right now.
Over a billion people watched this last night?
I guess so. It's like a big deal.
HBO's
very passionate about it.
They scored. They scored big with Game of Thrones, I guess. And you can buy just about anything Game of Thrones now, right?
Anything.
I mean, everything from lunch boxes to.
Oh, anything.
Sporks.
I went to these parties, everyone's wearing shirts. They had their own shirts with their house or their crest on it or whatever.
Did how many people were at the party?
There was at least 10 at each.
10 at each? 10?
10 people.
That's no party.
Each. Well, that's a gathering.
I'm thinking about 40 or 50, man.
That's
people?
A gathering.
That's like two families getting together.
Well,
that's not
still,
a party.
It still was a lot of food. That's like party style.
I'm even a little bit upset and disappointed over the outturn or the turnout for the party.
Well, if you figure every other house has 10 people in it watching, that could be a billion in no time.
Yeah. It takes, I do math on that.
Yeah.
All right, Game of Thrones last night, I guess a big smashing success. Although I did hear this morning that some of the critics are giving it crap. Mm. That it was not what it has been built up to be. Now, maybe you can weigh in on this. If you're a huge Game of Thrones fan, what did it live up to the expectations last night? Because there was a lot of hype with this thing, with it being the final season.
Yeah.
But a lot of critics are saying, really? That's it? It moved too slow. It didn't have any action to it. It just wasn't what they expected.
Well, it's all in a book somewhere. There's a bunch of books, so it's like they knew what was coming.
Well, I guess so, but I'm just going on what the critics are saying this morning. I'm not one to criticize. I don't know what it's about.
I have no criticism.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.